天宁保险626-581-2581，让我帮你省钱省事保平安。
英语说说看，开口天天练，欢迎收听英语说说看。 Hi everyone， 欢迎回到英语说说看。在上期的节目里，我们终于和一位 Customer Support Specialist 真人版的客户服务人员连上了线。After dealing with the automated system, we were finally connected to a customer support specialist. 在成功地验证过身份之后，接下来我们就要叙述我们所遇到的问题。In this case, 在这里所谈及到的问题， our problem concerns disputable charges, 是跟不合理收费有关的。能够把问题描述得清楚并不容易。Let's get back to the call.我们一起再回到线上。Let's get back to the call.
How may I help you today?
Hi, so I have a disputed charge on September the 14th, 2018. So this happened in September. I disputed it at the time already, and you were able to provide me a phone number for the company to call.I haven't been able to reach them, so I just wanted to call you again to see if you can help me with either a number or some sort of...
Able to contact them to cancel?
Right, exactly, because they put me through a loop online is what happened. I tried to call them so many times, and they always redirect me back to either an account or an order, and I was never able to reach a real person to resolve this.
Was that clear for you? How much of it did you understand? 在这段话里，你听清楚了多少呢？想要有效地叙述一个问题，那么有四点一定要抓住。Number one, 第一点就是要讲清这件事情发生的时间。The date when the problem occurred. The date of the disputable charge. Number two, 第二点要简单地概括一下在这一天发生了什么事情。Simply give an account of what happened on that day. Give an account of 在这里的意思是叙述，而跟账户是没有关系的。Account 这个单词在英文里也是多义词，作为名词的确是账户的意思，但是作为动词 to account for something 是说明解释的意思。First clearly state the date when the problem occurred, and thenAccount for what happened on that date. 所以在讲清事件发生的日子后，一定要说明在这一天发生了什么事情。第三点 ，Number three, explain what you did on your part to address the problem. 说明一下，为了解决这个问题，你都做了些什么？因为在西方，人们非常注重自己的责任感。尤其是遇到困难的时候，不管情况再怎么糟糕，再怎么复杂，当我们在找别人来帮我们的时候，我们一定要说清楚我们自己已经做了什么。这一点非常重要，尤其是当我们在跟客户服务人员沟通的时候，一定要把我们自己已经该尽的责任、该做的事情讲清楚，要不然 customer support 是不会如此费心地帮我们的。他们一般都会把我们打回去，让我们自己去跟出了问题的公司去解决。这种互相推卸责任的情况，相信大家都不陌生。所以一定要非常明确地跟他说，我们该尽的责任已经尽了。We did our part, and now it's up to them to help us. 也就把我们带到了第四点。Number four, after we did our part, this is a problem that we're still left with.当我们尽了自己的责任之后，这是如今我们还在面对的问题。能够有效地叙述一个问题，就是这样的一至四部曲。点明了这四点之后呢，仔细再听一遍这段话，这四点你抓住了吗？ Listen closely to see if you can catch these four points.
So I have a disputed chargeOn September the 14th, 2018. So this happened in September. I disputed it at the time already, and you were able to provide me a phone number for the company to call. I haven't been able to reach them, so I just wanted to call you again to see if you can help me. They put me through a loop online is what happened. I tried to call them so many times, and they always redirect me back to either an account or an order, and I was never able to reach a real person to resolve this.
How was it this time? Was it clearer for you, knowing what to look for?
当我们在叙述一个问题的时候，步骤和内容都非常的重要。今天跟大家介绍了叙述问题的四部曲，也希望今天的节目不但能够在语言上帮助大家，也可以在日常生活中派上用场。那么这个 case 接下来是怎么处理的呢？
After we made our case, what did customer support have to say?
我们该说的四点已经讲得非常明白了，客户服务人员是怎么样回应的呢？我们下期再聊。
英语说说看，
开口天天练。
That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice.
不要忘记练习呀。
拜拜。
拜拜。
英语说说看，每期节目在1300网站都有重播，欢迎大家上网 www.am1300.com 收听。感谢天宁保险赞助网站重播，天宁保险电话6265812581。